Hey, everybody. Welcome to Diary of a Cartoonist. Today is Thursday, July 22nd, 2010. It's been a while since I've done a diary, and the last one I did, I think, was from my car. I'm standing here. I'm actually sitting, but I'm here with my son, Nicholas Johnson, who is 10 years old, who is looking at me now. Nicholas, hello.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Just standing here talking to you.
Okay, cool. You're probably wondering why I wanted you here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So anyway, we had some people sneaking around listening to us talk. And we had to get rid of them.
Yeah.
So what's going on downstairs?
I actually have no idea.
But all your cousins are here. Like,
I know.
Some from Texas, some from across town. Why are they all hanging out at our house?
Truthfully, I just don't know.
Are you okay with it?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Some of them follow you around a lot.
Yeah.
Nick is some people's favorite cousin. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about today. I just wanted to find out how you are doing. It occurred to me that you and I have not had a chance to sit and talk since our vacation, and it's been a really busy week since we got home. So I wanted to know what was going on in your life. And I thought, why not ask that question? We talk like that all the time, but why not capture it on tape? So tell me what you're doing. Do you want to tell people about those cool grenades you got?
Oh, yeah.
What are they? What are they for? So Nick got two grenades in the mail, but there's more to that story. What are they?
They're really... airsoft BB holders.
They hold BB gun or BB plastic BBs for airsoft guns?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Your sister already broke one?
Still works, but she actually, I think somebody else broke the other one, but they're both the same.
They broke the pin?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you let go of those things, do they explode and plastic BBs everywhere or no?
No, that's the actual airsoft grenade.
Oh, okay. Well, you've got this Desert Eagle pistol that you use now, but you really want something else, and I can't remember what it is. What is it you wanted?
I'm going to save up the money for an AK-47.
An AK-47. Why an AK-47 versus, like, an M4 or some other rifle type?
I was actually going to get an M4, but I just want something cheaper. The M4 was 50. The AK is only 40.
Only 40? Do your friends have AKs?
No.
No? Just terrorists. Granada. Yeah, Nick has gotten really into the whole airsoft scene big time. Like, he's super knowledgeable about everything. He knows what the silencers are, what the best ones to get are, what the best rifles are, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you're not buying, obviously, you can go spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on an airsoft gun, so you're not really in the market for any of that. But if you could go spend $500 on an airsoft gun, which one would you get?
I actually would probably get a couple.
Yeah. Spend your money and get more guns.
Yeah.
Instead of one big fancy one.
There is one that's 500, but I'm never going to get that.
What is it?
It's a minigun.
Oh, like a machine gun?
Yeah.
Like a ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Yeah.
Well, not like the kind they use with a hand, right? Like,
yeah.
Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're so into that stuff. So, what else? I know you want an iPod.
Yes.
Why do you want that so bad?
Well, I've wanted one for a long time, and I've never...
You sure it's not because you want to listen to my shows?
That's part of the reason.
Really?
Yeah.
For real?
I haven't heard, like, all of your shows, because sometimes I just hear a little bit of you talking.
Mm-hmm.
And,
You want to know more?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or bad. I guess we'll find out. So we were going to get a loan on a car, but we're not going to do that now. So what are you going to do?
I guess I'll try to save up the money.
Yeah. Is that what you want to do? What about Christmas? Maybe that could happen.
Also Christmas, yeah.
That's what you hope. Nice. Anything else happening with your friends or any... girls, maybe? I mean, you're only 10, but...
No.
No girls?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet.
But there is a yet.
Sort of.
When do you think you'll be interested in girls? How soon will that be?
15.
15 years or when you're 15?
When I'm 15.
Okay. Well, that's only 5 years away, bud.
That's just my thought.
Is that weird, though? That only 5 years from now you'll be 15 years old?
It's weird.
6 years you'll be driving?
That's very weird.
Yeah, that is weird. You're going to learn how to drive a stick, though, like a real man, huh?
Yeah.
Not like your sisters. They're totally scared of it. I don't want to drive a stick. I feel like I'm going to crash. Yeah. Probably shouldn't tell them that. what else? Anything else? What about your friends? Are those guys treating you good? Because sometimes, you know, you got a couple of friends that sometimes can be a little rough.
Both of them can.
I can't hear you. Say it again.
Both of them can.
Oh, yeah. Which one mostly?
Calvin.
Oh, really? I like Calvin.
Yeah, sometimes he just like, whenever me and Cooper are just like doing a funny joke on him, he always gets really mad and like he sort of just.
What do you mean funny? Like, what's a funny joke on him? What do you guys do?
He actually takes some things like just too personally.
Mm.
Once me and Cooper, whenever we were walking to his house, we had our hoods on and we said, "You know this guy?" And he's like, "No, just keep going." And then he got really mad at us and started and like kept trying to beat us up.
Yeah.
And then he got really mad and started throwing his shoes at us.
Yeah.
Then he ran home.
Wow. That's no good. All right, well, you don't have to tell me anything else. You're having a busy summer. You have a lot going on.
Not much.
Well, I mean, you know, mom's pushing you in 100 different directions. You got your scout stuff right now. You got friends over all the time.
Yeah.
Right now you're entertaining cousins like crazy.
They always come over.
Yeah. Well, they like you.
I know.
For whatever reason, all the little boy cousins think you're awesome.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Why do you think they feel that way?
I don't know, because...
Because you have Legos? And video games.
You think
that's it?
Might be.
I think it's just because you're a cool kid. That's what I think. So later we should go get a snow cone.
Okay.
Me and you. That little snow shack up the road.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah, I think I should take a break from Isaac and Oscar.
All this cousining?
Yeah.
The cousinating? I understand. Well, good. We'll go over there in a little while. How's that sound? All right. Well, thank you for joining me, Nicholas Johnson, on this episode of The Diary of a Cartoonist. I haven't put one out for a while, and this provided a good excuse to let people know that we're not dead. Were you happy to be here?
Yeah.
Were you a little embarrassed?
Sort of.
A little bit.
It's my first time on...
Well, you've been on here all the time. You're the town crier. But, like, you haven't, like, had to sit and talk for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
You're just like your mom that way. All right, bud. Give me five. Thanks. Have fun downstairs. That's it, everybody. Thanks for being here. Diary of a Cartoonist, done. You can't say I don't do them anymore because there's one right there. And we'll see you guys next time. Take care. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Or whatever else. You want to say something else?
I think these shows are pretty short.
Really?
Yeah, usually whenever I hear you, they're super long.
Well, those are other kinds of shows.
Well, I know that, but this one is
this
like,
one's short.
Yeah, it's just like talk a little bit about stuff and then see ya, everybody.
He's got me figured out. All right, bye, everybody.